Hi there. The word for you today is, don't let fear stop you. In Matthew 9 verse 9 we read that Matthew got up and followed Jesus. Collecting taxes for the Romans was a well-paid job, but for a Jew like Matthew, it meant betraying your own people by working for their oppressors. And as a result, Matthew was commonly despised wherever he went, and he was even excluded from religious worship. But that didn't stop Jesus from calling him to be a disciple, and when he did, Matthew didn't hesitate. The Bible says, quote, he got up and followed him. Sheila Coleman points out, and I quote, where everyone else saw a pariah, Jesus saw a promise. Where everyone else saw a traitor, Jesus saw a loyal follower. Where everyone else saw a loser, Jesus saw a champion of the faith. It matters not who we are, our education, our pedigree, our connections, or even our past history. Jesus has a plan, and he needs every one of us to fulfill our God-given divine purpose. Now, it's natural to be apprehensive when you're facing challenge and uncertainty. But do you remember what Jesus said when he walked on the sea and came to his disciples in the storm? He said, be of good courage. It is I. Be not afraid. And they made it safely to the other side. One Bible teacher writes, and I quote, God knows it involves a challenging stretch. He knows our abilities and resources aren't what strengthen us for the journey. When we fear we can't do the things God calls us to do, that he won't protect us or provide for us, we embrace the lie that our circumstances are bigger than our God, and our faith gets placed on the altar of our own perceptions. If you're like me, you often fear what's behind the curtain of God's call, and frustratingly, he won't let me peek. He keeps the curtain of our future drawn so that we will learn to walk by faith and not by sight, so that we will become certain of what we hope for and sure of what we can't see. Why? Because we know he, our God, is working with us, through us, and for us in each of these circumstances. And that's the word for you today.